kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa SBS, bagong lipad mula Queensland, ang Pangulo ng Australia-Philippine Business Council, Rafael Toda. Welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you.
At congratulations, 50 years ang Australia-Philippine Business Council.
That's correct, yeah. And we have done quite a number of things leading up to those 50 years. We have got 10 people in the board, 10 board members representing Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, and very soon we're going to also have representation in Canberra.
So exciting times ahead.
Definitely.
Nitong mga nakarang taon, naging aktibo rin at abala kayo sa pagtaguyod ng mga negosyo sa pagitan ng Australia and Philippines. At kung di ako nagkakamali, isa kayo sa naging abala noong 2023, noong nandito si Pangulong Ferdinand Marcos Jr., kaugnay ng pag-angat ng partnership ng dalawang bansa.
Yeah, that's true. So that happened in 2023 when Australia and the Philippines elevated their relationship from a cooperative level to a strategic partnership, right? And this was announced during the president's visit, like you said. Also, that strategic partnership recognized the Philippines, an Australian recognition of the Philippines, from being a migration aid and traditional diplomacy nation to someone that we now look forward as a defense cooperation partner, a marine security, clean energy investments, education, infrastructure, technology, trade and investment, and of course the people-to-people links. So it's really an elevation of relations that occurred. And the elevation to a strategic partnership also reflects the reality that Australia and the Philippines are now deeply connected economically, culturally, and now strategically.
So strategically, ibig sabihin, medyo may equality na tayo sa mga bagay-bagay.
Tama.
Sa kalakal, sa mga usaping pangseguridad. So meron din tayong naiaambag, hindi lang tayo binibigyan.
Tama. Tama. And they see us also as a key partner, as a key ASEAN partner, as a major Indo-Pacific ally, and an important strategic and economic partner for Southeast Asia.
At isa rin sa mga nakikita ko nung nakaraang mga taon ay yung patuloy na interes ng mga negosyo mula Pilipinas. Pumupunta sila sa Australia. Nabanggit ni Ambassador Antonio Morales sa huling panayam na lumalawak at lumalaki na rin yung presensya ng Philippine businesses dito sa Australia.
Tama. And to that, no, you have to give a lot of credit to the ANSFTA and RCEP free trade agreements. But yet, the full potential lies beyond free trade in those agreements. It actually is not just about a reduction of tariffs, but it includes the enablement and integration of supply chains, enhancing of regional cooperation, and fostering of long-term investment confidence. No? The opportunity before us here is that these frameworks are actively utilized, particularly by businesses ready to scale across the region. So major companies that have taken advantage of this free trade agreements are companies like the Ayala Group's ASEN Energy. ASEN Australia has been set up and has become one of the biggest Philippine investments in Australia today. They're looking at a total investment of about 6 billion Australian dollars in renewable energy projects across New South Wales, Tasmania, Western Australia, and South Australia. Already, they already have 1,000 megawatts of projects and will be planning to max out at about 3 gigawatts.
Wow.
And that's significant. So this demonstrates how Philippines' capital is no longer just regional. it is now helping power Australia's energy transition.
So pag sinabi natin yun, ibig sabihin ba yung Ayala Corporation, dinadala nila yung teknolohiya o yung investment lamang sa Australia?
A little bit of both. So, unang-una, yung investment, and also, they are also borrowing from institutional lenders in Australia and other parts of the world. And also taking Australian technology and blending it into their mix. No? Another example is San Miguel. San Miguel has been here for a long time. They've made investments in Australia. They've bought Australian companies. They've sold them. Barry was one that they owned.
Yes.
James Bogue was another one that they owned. And then, of course, now their partnership with Yamamura is one of the strongest examples of Philippine industry investment expanding into Australia through the packaging and logistics sector. And of course, let's not forget Victoria's own Victoria Terminal, no, the VICT, which is owned by ITCSI, or the International Container Terminal Services, one of the world's largest independent port operators, which is headquartered in Manila. Port here in Melbourne is one of the most technologically advanced ports in the Southern Hemisphere. And that's close to a couple of billion dollars already.
So, nakita natin nitong mga nakaraang taon, palagi naka-focus yung mga Australian businesses na namumuhunan or investing in the Philippines. Yung mga ginagamit nila, yung mga call centers as para dito sa Australia. Pero hindi masyadong nabibigyan ng pansin yung mga Philippine businesses na pumapasok dito.
Tama. Correct. And that's the reason why I wanted to highlight these ones, which are the bigger ones. I think collectively, you're in the billions already, no? Which is almost parallel already to what Australia is also investing in the Philippines itself. Australia has a lot of call center businesses or business process outsourcing centers in the Philippines. Telstra is one of the largest, but there's also companies like, for example, CloudStaff. And CloudStaff have got, I think, more than 7,500. And they're servicing not just Australia, but they're servicing South America, they're servicing USA from Manila, from
so
the Philippines.
So, gaano kahalaga na bigyan nating pansin o focus yung mga Philippine businesses na pumapasok? Meron bang malaking posibilidad na mas mag-expand pa ang mga ito sa kinabukasan?
Ang palagay ko, oo. Kasi there are so many opportunities yet in Australia. One of those are in the service sector, right? Care, aged care, nursing.
So hindi lang manpower ito. Ito ay mga teknolohiya at pamumuhunan ng businesses, negosyo.
I think when you look at Australia and the Philippines, you focus your focus is more on the manpower side of things, right? Mm-hmm. Because Australia's technology is very advanced, right? But Australia needs to enhance that and propagate that. So, for example, in the mining sector, the METS sector in particular, which is the technology side of mining, Australia is one of the leaders in mining technology, in sustainable mining, in green mining. All those learnings are being passed on to the Philippines. In fact, Western Australia, for one, has already set up a local trade representative in the Philippines, mm-hmm. for industries from Western Australia. Education is one of their largest exports, yes. to the Philippines, but also mining is becoming fast growing into that sector as well.
So ano ang naging papel ng APBC sa mga kaganapang ito?
We help companies, Australian companies to start with, right? Look at the Philippines as their next frontier. Whether it's a first foray into Southeast Asia, or whether it's their second or third, because as we all know, Southeast Asia is not a one solution fit all. We are very unique in our way. And guidance for Philippine entry is very valuable to these companies when they deal and seek our assistance in the way of not necessarily consultancy, but advisory.
Mm-hmm.
right? Mm. And then, of course, there's now the other interest, which is the Filipino companies that are progressing and saying, we need to move on. We need to move further afield. It's no longer good enough for us to just stay around Southeast Asia. We need to... By natural mobility, you're thinking, well, the next bit is Australia, right? It's a stable economy. It's an advanced economy. It has a lot of technology. There's a lot for them to learn by coming here and establishing here, as there is also for Australians to get very unique types of investments, like, for example, ASEAN and VICT and even San Miguel.
16 years ka na sa APBC. Ano yung mga nakita mo o mga malalaking pag-usad ang nakita mo sa grupo sa pag-cement o pagpapalakas ng ugnayan ng Australia at Pilipinas?
I really believe that the main thrust came around about that 2022-2023 period when we elevated our relationship to a strategic partnership, because that's when a lot of the doors opened at both ends, where we became more of a focused partner, and likewise Australia to become a more focused partner of the Philippines. In my experience, since 2023, I have never seen so many Philippine missions to Australia,
mm-hmm.
right? And these missions are quite important because some of them are agriculture-based, so they're asking us to help them, introduce them to universities and businesses that have agriculture, livestock, cold storage, cold chain. All these sort of things are the really, really important things that the Philippines is clamoring for, because we are 7,000 plus islands and we produce vegetables in certain regions that have to travel significantly. If we don't have a cold storage system and if we don't have a cold chain facility or system, your vegetables and the freshness of these produce do not reach your destination at an appropriate time. This is something that they're learning from us. I've participated and hosted the Department of Agriculture on benchmark studies in this area. And then there are also climate change issues, right? So, for example, there are some regions in the Philippines that are becoming very dry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Department of Agriculture is very smart, very, very quick off their feet, because what they're looking at is, okay, so it's dried up. What can we now do to make that a positive rather than leave it there to die, right? And then one of those, believe it or not, is viticulture. So they're looking at wine because it's become a dry region. I'm not telling you that they're going to have vineyards, but they're looking at this.
Possibilities.
They're experimenting, looking at how they're going to do this. And where are they going? They're going to South Australia. They're going to Victoria to talk to the experts about this.
So, naging mutual na ang exchange.
Tama.
At maganda rin nakita na parang napapa-Australia na yung Pilipinas sa kung ihahambing ng mga unang taon na puro Estados Unidos.
Mm.
So, naiiba na rin. Nagkakaroon na rin ng shift.
Mm. Talagang bumago na yan.
At sa tingin mo ba, ano sa tingin mo ang mangyayari sa mga susunod na taon? Dahil nalatag na natin itong strategic partnership. Na sa tingin mo ba, pinalakas din ito ng people-to-people links?
Most definitely. Remember that the Filipino is renowned here in Australia for being the best assimilated migrant group in the country, right? We are well known for our assimilation to Australian ways of life. We're also Christian predominantly, and so we adopt very easily to the cultural commonalities of both countries. It's an easy path, and you never hear issues with Filipinos when they come to Australia to live here. we're not a ghetto nation or society that doesn't want to assimilate. We're actually very open about it. And of course, our food culture is now finally becoming so recognized in Victoria and New
the
South
presence.
Wales, and also in Queensland now. You know, really becoming mainstream almost, and you know, really proud of that.
Congratulations, 50 years, Australia Philippine Business Council, Rafael Toda. Maraming salamat.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.